The podcast.
It's all good. Here we go.
For the genuine Telstra stores, Dean Street, Albury, and Wodonga Plaza.
Tom and Ollie.
Tom, sometimes at work you get gifted a win. You know, you get a real winner thrown to you, and that's great. And on a Monday, what better?
We love the phrase, give a guy a win. Give a win. Come on, give him a win.
Give him a win.
If they're feeling a bit low, give him a win. Come on.
This is a case of not being given a win by someone, okay. But he's just got a win.
Oh, wow.
Peter, one of the writers at the Border Mail, got a massive win.
Really?
And what a great way, great way for a Monday to begin.
Yeah.
Let me give you a headline here,
okay.
and I'll show you his win.
Okay.
Headline is, Booze Patrol nets driver on Riesling.
Booze Patrol nets.
Like gets.
Oh, gets driver on Riesling.
Riesling. Yeah.
Okay. Good. Is that about a drink driver?
Yeah.
Yeah. And they got him.
On Riesling. Now, the win is, Tom, he wasn't drinking Riesling. Oh. He was nabbed on Riesling Street.
Oh, yeah. What a great...
You know, he's walked into work. He's seen this police report, and he's gone, this is great.
What a headline.
I have... He's put his feet up. He's gone, I am done.
I do not need to even write an article about this.
His boss is going, mate, you've got 5 articles to write. He's like, nah, mate, have you seen my Riesling headline? Because it's a winner.
How many... Does he do any jokes throughout the article?
It's a pretty serious article. So there's not a whole lot of jokes.
That's a shame.
Blood alcohol reading of 0.179. So the guy was definitely drunk. This is in Corowa.
I want to remind you, definitely do not drink drive.
And definitely don't do it in Corowa's Riesling Street.
Yeah.
Because you'll get made a headline out of it.
Yeah, exactly.
So
right.
There's two bad things there.
Ollie, I'm going to pass you over the envelope after I take a photo of it. Here we go. Taking a photo. I'll chuck that up on Instagram. Here's the envelope that we just got given from our boss, Bossy Brendo, and it includes information for I Ain't Famous, Let Me Leave. A massive... Oh, wow. He's opening it.
I'm straight to it, mate. No stuffing around here.
It is a massive game that we will be playing next week. We will be broadcasting from a mystery location. We don't know where we're going to be broadcasting from, but you'll be able to hear all the action weekdays, Monday through Friday next week.
Tom, the paper in my hand is freshly warm from the printer, I can tell.
So this contains details of how this game is actually going to work and how our six contestants, our six uncelebrities, you could say, will win $2,000. Ollie, open it up. Let's read this out.
We are in the dark.
We are in the dark.
This is information for us and for yourselves, okay? Wow. All right. He's got 6 dot points here.
Okay. Well, let's race through them. What's
he
dot point
said,
one?
All right. Number one, you boys will leave Sunday night. So that's before the week. Ready for Monday's show. All right.
Wow. Okay.
So we'll get the ready for Monday's show.
I had dinner planned on Sunday night.
Oh, no, you didn't. Come on. Number two, contestants will arrive during the show on Monday. That's early.
What time? Does it have a time?
Doesn't say when. During the show. God, okay. At some point, it says, at some point during the show.
Oh, God, okay. So we're just spending the night there by ourselves?
Number
Great.
Three. There will be a daily elimination starting Tuesday morning.
What? That requires this. That's nuts.
Far out. So taking six. People going home.
So someone will leave Tuesday.
That, by Brendo's maths, that means there's still 3 left on Friday.
Oh,
we'll work it out. I'm not sure. Yeah. He'll have some secrets.
Yeah.
All right, number four. Contestants will vote each other out Survivor style. Jesus, that is...
That's going to get contentious.
It's going to be awkward when people get snappy, fighting. Yeah. And number five.
Good tactics. Like, you could make good tactics, though.
Oh, like scheming.
Yeah.
There will be scheming.
Yeah.
Number five. There will be daily immunity challenges. Again, Survivor style, he said.
Cool.
Immunity. So if you're good at a challenge, you're safe. That's
this
pretty
cool. This is fun.
Very
I'm excited.
And now, the last one, the biggest one.
Oh.
He said here, the final winner, who will win the $2,000, will be decided by a public vote.
Wow.
That's right. You can influence it,
wow.
he said.
Wow.
You can influence the final vote.
Okay, so if you're listening and you like a particular person and they're left at the end... Then you can vote for them.
Big Brother style. I mean, this is just every show in one.
Well, we know that Brendo does love
his
reality TV.
He
binge watched Survivor. He's watching I Am a Celebrity Get Me Out of Here.
What was that Queen's show?
What was the Queen's show?
Like Queen Bees or something.
Oh, I don't know what show you're talking about.
Diva Queens. Just shows that no one watches. He watches.
Well, these are massive details, and it provides a little bit more insight into what we're dealing with here.
Wow, the Survivor style aspect is very cool.
Oh, I love that. Do we get any more hints about where we're going?
No more hints. Just those 6 dot points. That's it. There.
Right. Okay. Well, that's annoying.
Those clues again for where we're going were: there's no plane, but you'll get off the ground.
Yeah, and you'll get a tan, and there was a bit of R&R.
See the photo on Facebook or Insta.
Tom, yesterday I was in a car shop.
What?
Now, what's a shop where they sell stuff like accessories for cars?
An auto shop.
Yeah, basically one of those. I just thought I'd name the shop just because it suddenly becomes very personal if I name the shop. The shop is doing nothing wrong. I think the
big
shop's
chain?
Got a great thing going on. Big chain.
Mm.
The shop has...
I don't know which one you...
The shop has their name, and then below that, the name and shame wall...
What?
And then it says, the people on this wall have either stolen or attempted to steal from us.
Whoa!
Right?
So they have a name and shame wall in this auto shop, and this is people that have done bad things in the shop.
They have A4 printouts.
Oh my God.
From CCTV cameras of the people, and in some cases where possible, name tags.
So they're kind
of... Full names of the people.
So they're kind of like doing their own Crime Stoppers.
Mate, it's literally a name and shame wall, and it's like Crime Stoppers.
Wow.
Not because they're on the hunt for them. I think they're just going, look, we caught these people at some stage, and we're going to just shame the hell out of them.
Wow.
Now, good, cool, interesting. well done.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, they've done the wrong thing for sure, and if they're stealing from your shop, I guess you can do whatever you want.
Can you? I don't know.
I want to point out, I want to name and shame some of my own things here.
Oh, okay, good. Name the people.
No, I'm not going to name the... I'm going to mention a couple of first names.
Okay.
And a couple of shirts and clothing items that are being worn.
Okay. Have we run this past legal?
No.
Okay.
Should be fine, though.
Yeah, should be.
I just want to name and... First of all, I want to name and shame the brands of the clothes, because this is an indication of the kind of people that are stealing from stores.
Are you stereotyping here, Ollie? Are you generalising?
Let me just tell you three... brands that feature some of them more than once.
Can I guess?
Yes.
Wu-Tang.
Wu-Tang not in there.
Ooh, more from the 90s though, wouldn't it?
Everlast. Everlast. And I believe there's two separate men wearing Everlast.
You can't blame Everlast though, can you?
Well, I'll go on. There's another guy, Metallica t-shirt.
Oh, come on now, mate. Jono wears a Metallica t-shirt.
I'm not saying everyone likes Metallica. Is stealing. I'm just saying...
It sounds like you are.
Now, let me go one further.
Yeah.
UFC.
Oh, come on.
You can't... Tom, you're excusing everything here.
Dickies. You're basically...
Dickies.
Dickies?
Yeah, it's a brand.
Dickies?
Yeah.
I've worn Dickies before.
Well, now you've got to start thinking about whether you should be, because...
What are you getting here? What are you getting on here, mate? Are you saying that everyone who wears Everlast, everyone who wears UFC clothing, Metallica, Dickies, are all stealers?
No, I'm just saying, I just keep in mind that that brand of clothing is on a name and shame wall, and I'd hate for you to get caught out. Can we have a name and shame? Are there any brands that you would like to add to our metaphorical, imaginative name of shame wall? If there was a brand that you were going to name and shame as like that...
You know what you're asking for people to call up on 13, 12, 16 about, right?
I'm asking people to call up and say, yes, Dada, terrible. Dada is a terrible brand.
What you're asking is, what are the stereotypical brands that people would be wearing if they stole?
No, I'm just talking about naming and shaming. Let's just name and shame brands that suck. Is that illegal? It's not illegal.
Legal, but it's just like people choose to wear clothes and they choose to wear clothes of different brands. But look, let's do it. 13, 12, 16. If you think this is silly, you can also call on 13, 12, 16. But if you want to call and say,
add it to the name and shame wall. That's what we're doing. Tom, you were worried, mate, but the people have responded because they understand what I'm getting at here. I was just telling you about a name and shame wall on an automotive accessories store. They have a name and shame wall for people who've stolen. And I pointed out there's a couple of brands that stand out of clothing on some people who have been stealing at these stores. And I figured let's extend the name and shame wall to just brands but have a general steely, steely sort of snatchy bad vibe about them.
So you're saying if you wear these brands, you're a bad person. That's what you're
saying. No, I'm not saying, I'm not that stereotyping. I'm just saying be aware that these brands are already on name and shame walls. And they're also in people's minds as a name and shame brand.
You've got Jeremy from Albury on 13, 12, 16. Jeremy, what do you want to add to the list? Ah, Jeremy, I knew you'd do this.
That's okay.
I asked you to stick around.
Yeah, Jeremy's busy. He's not stealing. No, not stealing.
He's not. Don't worry. We've got more. We've got Jason from Wang. You're up visiting Albury. Jason, what do you want to add to the list?
I reckon G-Unit should be added to the list.
G-Unit. Was that the brand that 50 Cent wore?
Pretty sure.
Yeah, 50 Cent unit, G unit.
I'm just going to Google it, Ollie. I'm going to Google it for
Jason,
you.
Jason, it's a pretty safe bet that if you're rocking a lot of G unit, you've at least considered the possibility of stealing.
Yeah, I'm guessing so.
It features a lot in Get Rich or Die Trying, it looks like, Ollie, G unit.
Well, and he got rich by stealing, so that's pretty
Did
clear.
He?
I think so. Huh. And rapping, but. Bit of stealing. We've also got Michaela. Michaela, you have a similar story.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Good. Thanks, Michaela.
At our old work, we actually had a lot of Nike things, like Nike people stealing from our store. And it wasn't just like small things they would steal. They would steal like rolls of steak and all sorts of interesting things.
Wow.
And
So they stole small stuff or big stuff?
Yeah, so we had our own name and shame wall plus two folders full.
And plenty of Nike. Well, you know what? Tom loves his Nike, Tom.
Okay.
So how do you feel about that?
Okay. Well, just because...
Doesn't look good.
Just because when I go out exercising, I look like I've been sponsored by Nike. Michaela, I'm not a bad person.
That's okay.
I swear I didn't steal
is
from
there
the shop.
Is there a blonde guy called Tom on the wall? Probably is.
Don't answer that. We could get in trouble.
We want to meet our very first contestant. He was the first to apply. You might recall his voice from an excited phone call. Good morning, Austin.
G'day, guys. How you going?
Oh, we're doing well,
No,
mate.
You hang up. No, you hang up.
No, you hang up.
Man, I feel like that wasn't very exciting because he has just won a spot on I Ain't Famous.
Oh, sorry.
Can we do like a drum roll or like...
His name
do like, who is our first ever contestant on I Ain't Famous?
He's one of six.
Let me leave.
His name is... Austin!
That is way more exciting. Sorry. Austin, are you pumped? Are you chuffed to be a part of I Ain't Famous, Let Me Leave?
Oh, I am completely pumped. Ever since the start you guys mentioned it, I've just had to be on it. That's why I rang. And, yeah,
are you a fan of the TV show? Is that why you're kind of keen on it?
Well, all honesty, I haven't actually watched it up until this season.
Yeah,
I was actually in for more the excitement of it, you know?
Yeah, cool. Have you done anything like this before?
Nah, probably the pretty closest thing I've come to is when we were kids, my dad used to throw me and my brother in the car and take us on mystery tours.
Really?
Yeah.
Right. So we never knew where we were going or what we were doing, and you'd always rock up. It was excitement going to the place, not knowing where you're going. So
what was the best one of them?
Well, I used to love just going down the beach, and we'd go hunt the little crabs in the rocks and stuff like that.
Yeah,
or
cool.
You know, sometimes he'd take us to the games place and throw us in a lock-in for a few hours.
You
know,
get out
of my face, kids. You know,
that is the best dad ever. Well, you're a dad yourself.
Yes,
you?
I am. Yeah.
What is your family situation?
Well, I've got a partner. You know, and
beautiful.
Two kids. Havana 4 and Harlow, who's
calling you right now on the phone.
Could possibly be, yes. Yeah. And Harlow, who's she's almost 12 months.
Oh,
and
so cute.
Partner's pregnant, 6 months, and another one on the way. So,
congratulations.
Yeah. Can't stop this bad boy.
Great. We won't stop you. We won't need to stop you.
Beautiful. And you're a landscaper by trade?
Yeah, sure am.
Love wearing the hive.
About 15 years now.
Oh, amazing. So, amazing. Yeah. Your registration video was amazing.
Yeah. I wanted to do something comical, and you know, it was kind of spare of the moment because I thought I'll have to get in quick, you know. So I did the whole house thing, and I wanted to do, like, instead of eating twigs, you know, I can make a bit of food, rustle up some twigs, and suddenly turn it into a meat pie or something like that. But, you know, time and, you know, I just wanted to get
visual effects are hard to pull off on the iPhone as well.
Yeah, especially when you're doing it by yourself with one hand. So, yeah,
totally.
Where are you from? Were you grew up around here?
No, I'm actually from Adelaide.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
cool.
I grew up in Adelaide. I've lived over here for probably about 8 months now with my partner and kids.
Oh, yeah,
so,
cool.
Yeah,
and you're landscaping back there as well.
Yep.
Yeah, awesome.
I've landscaped in Queensland, so I've travelled a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, we've been on the border longer than Austin has.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I'm a newbie.
You're a newbie. And you're enjoying the border?
I love it. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Austin, it has been revealed this morning that the $2,000 that's up for grabs will
rely on people voting for you, mm-hmm. right? So what do you reckon you'd spend this $2,000 on?
Oh, the pub, obviously. Straight down. I mean, I'll get back and I'll go have a drink.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's going to get you votes.
No. I've kids and a missus, you know, a baby on the way. So I think that it'd come in really handy to prep us for that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Amazing. Of course. So nothing too glamorous, but just a really helpful bit of cash.
Oh, you know, I might spend a little bit on myself if I can get away with it with the missus. But you know. Yeah. Family's
for the most
first.
Part, responsible.
Yeah. We also found out that there will be voting done by Survivor style. Now, what we want to do, do you mind sticking around? Because I want to hear some of your tactics that you're going to go with across the game playing. Yeah. All right, we'll stick around. Now, Austin, we have heard this morning that part of the game will be a Survivor style voting each day. Which is going to be pretty interesting.
Now, we can't influence the way the public vote, the way you out there votes, right? And that's going to be the final two who would get decided via a vote. But what we can work out is how we get you and all contestants to that final two.
Well, it's a game. Yeah. It's on. I didn't really think much about it because, as you know, I wanted to just experience more and wasn't really worried about the prize money. But now it's more of a reality.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, it kind of kicks into gear.
There's $2,000 up for grabbing here. Now, there's a couple of different ways you can go, right, with Survivor-style voting. I don't know if you guys have seen Survivor, but I have. Outwit, Outlast, Outplay, I think is the last one. Is that right, Riley?
Okay, along those lines.
So, one way you can go about it, right? Yeah. Form an alliance. Mm-hmm. So, you can get other contestants together and go, hey, let's all vote for this person. Mm-hmm. That's a great way to get them out. Now, with an alliance, there comes other parts of that where you go, well, should I vote against them? You can create alliances in the alliance.
Double crossing.
The second way you can go about it is just be likable, Austin, and you can just be the best guy ever. Yeah. That means people won't want to vote for you. They'll be like, no, let's vote for the idiot. Mm-hmm. But the other way you can go about it is, if you're likable, then people may vote for you as a mute vote to throw it away, so they don't have to vote for someone, so they don't evict someone. So there's a couple of different gameplays here. What do you think is screaming to you, though?
You've got to combine it all. You have to combine all of them. You've got to be liked. You know, you've got to form relationships with the people to get on their side, so that they're not going to vote you out.
Yeah.
You've got to try and help people along the way as well. You know, you've got to do things to make people think, all right, well, if this guy goes, we're not going to survive.
Right. So you're taking the better man approach, the good guy approach. I really like that.
Yeah.
And, of course, the immunity challenges as well. You can win, you can win immunity by being the best at the challenges.
Yeah, well, that's I've got to go for that too. I mean,
clean sweep.
I don't know what the challenges are going to be, and hopefully they're going to be extremely fun. But, I mean, there's a few things that will probably freak me out, but I'm going to be going for it every time. I have to now. It's a reality. It's not just a pipe dream of going and getting dumped in the middle of nowhere. So I got to do it.
Well, there's a lot of game playing that's going to be happening. We will find out next week when we are broadcasting live from a mystery location. Thank you, Austin.
Thank you, guys. Very excited.
Tom, I've been thinking over the weekend, and in fact, ever since I got the man bun, I've been sort of, this thought's been sort of jumping around my head, and I've been wondering, you know, with the whole man bun long hair thing, do people think that I'm a wanker?
Yes. Definitely.
Whoa.
Definitely think you're a wanker.
Okay, don't say definitely. I was like I thought it was a possibility. And like, but you're being very, very full on there.
Well, they definitely think
not everyone.
Well, the long hair is wankery.
It is. It's the man bun has a shameful tarnish to it.
It has a wank to it.
It has a wank factor, and I understand that. But I try and counteract it by being not too much of a wanker, right? And that's in my head. That's really? How I'm like, I can do the man bun if I just avoid being a total wanker.
Oh, so that's you trying not to be a wanker?
Yeah, mate.
Right. Okay.
I hear what you're saying.
Sorry.
Yeah. Just if you could stop being such a wanker yourself.
Yeah.
One issue I think has brought me down recently, you know, with the man bun, because adding on to the man bun, the whole DJing thing. And I feel like, again, the DJing thing has the potential, slight potential to have a bit of a wank factor.
So you're a double wanker.
I'm worried about that. I'm worried about the fact that I'm becoming a stereotype of a massive wanker.
But why are you worried about it when you're obviously embracing it because you are both a DJ and you have a wanker haircut?
Oh, and I love both of them. I can't deny that I love both of them. And therefore, do I need to accept the fact that I am a wanker?
Well, if you're going to wear a tie-dye shirt, then yes, which is what you're wearing today across the table from me. Ollie's wearing a tie-dye
now,
shirt.
Now, you might have seen on our Instagram account yesterday, we're at work and Riley walked past us in the office having a planning session, you and I, Tom, and she, it was like a drive-by, and she's like, wanker.
Yeah.
And it was annoying, but kind of funny.
Right.
I think that there's something quite funny in this.
Well, there's something funny in you being called a wanker, which is why I want to suggest that you go outside and you stand on the street and we get someone to call out wanker out of their car to you. And you have the phone on speakerphone.
Now, ordinarily, I would say, Tom, shut up, mate. Get down. I'd say, get down, Tom. Yeah, good, There's no way I'm going to walk out in the street and be open to such an insult.
Well.
But.
Well, we planned this.
The thing is, the only reason I would agree to it is because I do agree that there is nothing funnier than somebody standing on the street, for example, minding their own business, and a car driving past, someone leaning out going, wanker. I'm going to allow this to happen.
Okay, so what's going to happen? If you're listening right now and you're in the Albury area, you have a brilliant opportunity, right? I need to get a song in here, don't I? We don't want to go to an ad. We want to go to a song. Is that right,
Ollie? I want to play a song because okay. That way everyone can time it. You know, you play a song for 3 minutes. I'm going to be down on Kiowa Street, right, between Dean and Swift. So, okay. Near the big church, I'm going to head past the library museum and head towards towards the Paddy's intersection. So I'm going to be in that little strip there.
Okay.
Maybe I'll just try and hang outside the library museum.
Okay, so if you're driving down Kiowa Street in Albury, you have a massive opportunity right now.
You can't miss me. I'm in a tie-dye shirt.
This is in a tie-dye shirt. Wait until after Flume. Never be like you. And you have the opportunity to call Ollie a wanker from your car. Ollie, are you out and about on the street?
Yeah, Tom, I'm actually just down on Kiowa Street, outside the library.
All right. And well, the reason why Ollie is out on the street, he's decided that he's got long hair and he's a DJ. So he thinks he's a bit of a wanker, don't you, Ollie? You think you're living up the wanker lifestyle?
I just worry that I'm fulfilling a couple of stereotypes that are perhaps wankery.
Yeah.
And look, I've agreed to do this because, as you said, Tom, it's pretty funny when someone yells out wanker as they drive past.
Well, I've sent you down to to Kiowa Street in Albury. And I've said that you should stand on the street and people should yell wanker out their car window at you.
Yeah.
Now, we've already had a couple of them during Flume.
We've had two people already deliver quite a strong serving of wanker.
It was an aggressive wanker. But
did you catch that one?
We didn't really catch that one, unfortunately.
Well, that was you're a wanker, Ollie, and then a honk.
Now is the perfect opportunity. Do you want to call Ollie Morris a wanker? Drive past on Kiowa Street.
We've got a couple of cars that are at a red light and they're about to come past. I reckon there's one of these.
I can see this red light. Okay. The red light.
There's got to be one here.
Oh,
we might have a live one.
Okay. We will wait. Here we go. There's a couple of cars.
No, older ladies. Not that keen.
I'm surprised that the older lady didn't want to get around wanker. Can you see any more cars, Ollie? Are we going to have any?
Yeah, I've just seen flash, and we might be on here.
Okay, fantastic. We will wait a couple of seconds.
Oh, Tom, there's already been a couple of great ones, and I've already got them on video, and I really hope, I think they're going to come out great, and I have to upload these ones. But, look, I think we're on here. We could be on here. So I'll just stand here, you know, minding my own business.
Here we go.
I'm just hanging out.
You're not a wanker!
I'm not a wanker! There we go! I'm not a wanker!
Okay, if you want to, Ollie, I implore you to stay out there for a few more minutes and just get more and more wanker calls. We have to go to a break now, mate, but... Look, I think it is what everybody says in their cars. You are a wanker.
No, right now it's one not wanker for four you are a wanker.
In about a week's time, we're going to be day two into I Ain't Famous, Let Me Leave. We'll be in a mystery location broadcasting somewhere live to you. We will still be doing the show all next week, but we don't know where we will be doing that. But Ollie, right now we have a very special guest in the studio.
We have. We want to meet our second contestant. We met Austin yesterday. Today we meet our first female contestant, and we welcome to the studio, Gaynor.
Hey, Gaynor.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Not too bad, thanks.
Pretty stoked to be on I Ain't Famous, Let Me Leave.
Yes, I am.
Now, you were hanging out on Dean Street waiting for a bus when we were doing sign-ups, and we said, hey, do you want to get involved? And you were just like, yeah.
Yeah, why not? An experience.
An experience, exactly. Yeah. Is that how you treat this thing? Just kind of like a, I may as well, you know?
Yes, just gives me an experience to... Yeah, it's just an opportunity.
Yeah, it's something different as well.
Yes.
I'm guessing you haven't done something like this before.
No, so I'm a bit nervous.
Have you been on the radio before?
No.
No, neither have I. No, I have. Gaynor, we're excited to have you. Why don't you tell us a bit about yourself? Where are you from originally?
I'm from Adelaide. My family are in the York Peninsula, Point Pierce. Yep. I've got a few children.
Yep.
I live now in Albury, down in...
You said that you had too many children.
I do have.
How many children have you got?
A seven.
Nice. Yeah. Wow. That is a handful.
It is.
And they range from what age?
21 to 2.
21 wow. to 2. Yeah. Right. So it keeps you pretty busy?
Yeah, I'd like to think so.
Yeah. Yeah.
When they're all at home, because I've just found a house, so...
Yeah, nice. Yeah.
Okay. And now, how do you reckon you're going to go in a mystery location? Like, what kind of location would suit you, do you think? What would you ideally? What would you like to be going to?
Oh, the Bahamas.
Yeah, somewhere tropical.
Yeah, I'd like that.
Yeah, I'd like that.
Okay. What about if it was like, you know, if we're cut off from all technology and it was fully just like in the bush?
Oh yeah, I'd live with that. I reckon.
Yeah, you could deal with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Sweet.
How about a desert?
Oh yeah.
Because I'm just thinking about the clues, Ollie. You'll get a tan.
Mm.
I'm thinking that there'll be a lot of sun.
Yeah.
So it could be the desert.
I want to ask, actually, Gaynor.
You want a spray on tan? Am I, do you?
Yeah. You're on your form here. You've said that your surname is Wanganeen.
It is.
Does that mean you're a relative of Gavin Wanganeen?
I sure am.
The fabled ex-Port Adelaide footy player.
Yes.
Really? And what kind of relation?
We're cousins.
You're cousins?
Yeah.
Yeah. If we said, hey, Gavin, how good's Gaynor? He'd be like, yeah, she's cool.
Oh, we don't really have a conversation like that. He's been a busy man, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He's obviously very successful in Port Adelaide, and that's where you're from.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Well, that's a pretty cool connection. If you have his sporting ability, or if you have a bit of that kind of talent in your blood, I reckon you'd be a good chance of winning this kind of competition.
Oh, I've got a bit of a sporty in me.
Yeah, yeah, you do? Good. Yeah. Well, because the whole thing's based on Survivor, kind of the TV show Survivor, yeah?
Yep.
So there'll be some challenges that involve winning immunity. Do you reckon you'd be okay at that stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah? Are you competitive?
Yeah, I like a challenge.
Okay.
It's question after question. Are you going to have a partner that you miss back at home?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I miss him madly.
Yeah, yeah.
What's his name?
Alan McDonald.
Alan? Oh, is he listening?
Yes.
Do you want to give me a little shout out?
Hi, love. I'm going to miss you.
Oh, cute. Good.
Well, what we thought we'd do now, Gaynor, is get into your mind a bit and see what you think about current affairs. Yeah. Yep. What's happening in the news today? We thought we'd throw a couple of headlines at you and see how you react.
Because whilst we're away for the week, it's going to be a lot of focus on the I Ain't Famous, Let Me Leave challenges. But we're also going to have to talk about, on the radio, you know, things that are happening. And Riley Rose will fill us in, I imagine, with the gossip stuff. So I want to know how you feel about some of these newsy stories, okay? I'll throw a headline at you, and just tell me what you think about this. Kanye West begs Mark Zuckerberg for $1 billion.
What does he want a billion dollars for? I need it too.
He wants it for Kanye ideas.
He says he's got ideas and he needs $1 billion.
Okay.
Yeah. That's a fair enough reaction. I think just a why.
Gaynor, I've got one here. I don't think it's current news, but there's in Japan, there's a penguin with a backpack that walks alone to a fish market.
Meet Lala, a 10-year-old king penguin who used to call the Antarctic home.
Yeah, what do you think about that?
He should be in some other country walking on ice.
Yeah. They've trained this penguin to walk down a street with a backpack on to get his dinner from the fish market.
Oh, that's just not right.
It's not right, but it's kind of cute.
It's kind of cute, yeah, it's cute. Funny.
All right, last one here.
A serious one here, Ol?
This one will test your morals here, Gaynor. Boyfriend surprises cheating girlfriend on Valentine's Day with printouts of the conversations she's had with other men.
And filmed it and put it on YouTube.
Filmed it and put on YouTube.
What do you think?
Oh, she's a naughty girl.
She's a naughty girl, but should she have been filmed and put on YouTube?
What do you think about it? Is that fair enough? Is that a fair enough reaction from a person who's been cheated on?
No, not really.
Nah.
Too full on, do you think?
It's a bit full on,
yeah. People make mistakes?
Yeah, people make mistakes, but to YouTube it and make it go viral is a bit wrong.
Yeah, I'm with you.
A bit full on.
I'm with you.
Good stuff. All right, Gaynor, I feel like we've gotten some way into getting into your head. What was the special item that Gaynor said she would take?
Batteries.
Batteries. That is your special item? Why have you chosen batteries?
You don't really want to know, but not that I'm going to take my toys. maybe my Walkman.
Taking the Walkman and maybe...
Gaynor, you have just won everyone over on the border. That's why we've got you. She's opinionated. She loves to speak. Gaynor, we will see you on Monday morning next week. Bye, Gaynor.
Bye.
It's time for Ideas Bonanza, Ollie, and as last week, I came up with a brand new opener. I'm not going to play the 2.5 minute version, just the 12 second version.
Let me hear you say that Ideas Bonanza, B-O-N-A-N-Z-A, Ideas Bonanza, B-O-N-A-N-Z-A.
Aggressive. It is the search for the best idea ever.
Can I just clarify that? The opener, it says, let me hear you say that Ideas Bonanza.
Yeah.
B-O-N-A-N-Z-A.
Yep. It's grammatically correct.
That what? Let me hear you say that what?
Let me say that Ideas Bonanza. It's just fun, isn't it? It just doesn't need to make sense. And that's why Ideas Bonanza is the best segment of all time, and also trying to find the best segment of all time, because we've all got a lot of ideas. Now, today's idea, Ollie.
You don't have many ideas. Sometimes.
Lots of ideas. This one, idea today, it is a punishment... or it's a reward for someone. And it's definitely my idea. I didn't steal this idea. This is my original idea.
Okay, I've just realized how much you've been pushing the whole it's definitely my idea thing.
Well, it is.
And now it's twigged, and I'm worried that it's not your idea.
Ollie, would you like to hear the name of the segment first, or just hear the opener to the segment? Because I've created an opener for this game, or for this segment idea.
Give me the name of the segment.
The name of... Nah, let's just play the opener.
Oh, okay.
Text bomb, you're our text bomb. Our baby, get the texting out.
What is that?
It is text bomb, Ollie. Text bomb is the name of the game.
Thanks, Tom Jones.
The way the game works is you give us a call 13 12 16. You've got the name of someone who requires either a win or a loss. Someone who requires... you know, a reward, or someone who requires a bit of punishment for something that they've done.
Okay, so if I have a friend that's like being a good guy or a good girl, I'd say, can you give Mandy a win?
Yep. Okay, so what would Mandy's last name be, though, Ollie?
Cyril.
Mandy okay, Cyril. So we've got Mandy Cyril, right? Yep. Now what I'd ask you to do, if you're listening and you know Mandy Cyril, and you're trying to give her a G up, a win, everyone send her a clapping emoji via text message.
Okay, great. I like it, but I just... Is it your idea or...?
Yeah, it's definitely my idea.
Okay.
Justin. If we said Justin Hayward, right? And we're like, nah, he was annoying to me the other day. We just send him a bomb.
Not my housemate, Justin Haycraft.
Haycraft, that's what I meant.
Oh, you meant him.
That's what I meant.
Justin Haycraft.
Yeah, if he did something wrong, I'd said, everybody who knows Justin Haycraft, send him a bomb.
Ah, oh, this is great.
So, give us a call now, 13, 12, 16. Do you have someone that requires a reward or a punishment?
Let's text bomb them.
Text bomb.
Text bomb, text bomb. You're our text bomb. Our baby, get the texting out.
Good. It's a good one, Tom.
Thank you.
It's a good opener and it's a good idea.
Text bomb. Basically, what we do is we get you to give us a call 13 12 16. You then nominate someone to be text bombed. Whether it's a negative text bomb or a positive text bomb, it's up to you.
Or it can be just weird.
But what happens is you say the name of a person, someone on the border, and then what happens is everybody who knows that person and everybody who's got their number texts them.
Amazing.
Amazing. Good fun. We've got Chris on 13, 12, 16. Chris, good morning.
Hey, mate.
Thanks for getting involved with Text Bomb.
Oh, no worries. Anytime.
So, have you got an idea of someone you'd like to text bomb?
Yes. Yes, I do. My colleague at work, Talia, won a big award at our job yesterday, so I think it'd be good to give her a bit of a shout-out.
Okay, great.
You're at the bottom now, aren't you, Chris?
Yes.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay. Chris Young. So it was Chris Young. Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
That sports reporter, Ginge King, Chris Young.
Yes.
That's fair call.
Now, what's
going to stick? Now, that won't stick.
It might stick.
Well, first of all, what's Talia's full name?
Talia McPherson.
Okay, so everyone who knows Talia McPherson, get her number ready up in a text message or something.
So she won an award. Are we rewarding her here with this text, you reckon?
Oh, absolutely. So well deserved.
What, so would you like an emoji or would you like a sentence? What would you like to send to Talia?
Jeez, I reckon a pretty, keep it simple,
yeah.
Just a pretty generic, well done Talia, and then just as many clapping emojis as you can fit.
Yeah, okay. Lots and lots of clapping emojis.
Does it get really long?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So it's well done Talia, and then just a whole bunch of clapping emojis.
Yeah.
And if it can become even a second text, you know, they'd have to break it up because it's so long, that'd be even better, so just heaps of clapping
okay,
emojis.
Okay, if you know Talia McPherson, get her number up on your phone now. Put in, well done, Talia.
Capital
and then,
W.
And then just as many clapping emojis as you can fit.
Capital W, lowercase d, and then capital T for Talia.
We don't have to be that specific.
And then lots of clapping emojis. Thanks for that, Chris.
No worries, boys. Have a good one.
We'll check in with Talia a little bit later. We'll get her number off you and see if Text Bomb actually worked or not. That's Text Bomb, Ollie. It's a winner, isn't it?
That's a winner, mate. You've done well.
Yes. Mighty's Bonanza for the win. Like, there's been a lot of different remakes of Tracy Chapman's Fast Car, a song that's close to your heart.
Yeah, it is. It's a great song. I love the original. And then the Tob Talk version that came out recently, we've been playing it a lot. I played it at Zed Bar on Saturday night. It's a good song. It's a good remake.
It's a banger of a
track. I was like, yeah, good call. Good remake, you know, clever to bring back a song everyone loves. And then we also heard another version,
which is by Jonas Blue. Now, I've got a couple of them for you here. This is the original. This is Tracy Chapman. Maybe we make a deal. Beautiful.
Lovely.
Acoustic. Incredible. This is Jonas Blue doing a remix. You might have heard this a couple of times before, maybe across summer. And then, of course, this is Tob Talk.
Love the Tob Talk version.
I can
My personal favourite.
Well, I'll play this one for a little bit longer then for you. Well, Into the Drop. Do you want to play Into the Drop? Here comes the drop. Oh, that bass.
It just seems
like
three versions of this song is a good amount, but it's not the best. You could do more. I think there needs to be more versions out there.
We should flood the market with Fast Cars.
There's no end to the amount of versions that we could have. And for that reason, we went ahead, Tom. We did some work in the studio. We recorded some instruments, some new vocals.
And we've created our own version of Fast Car. In our version, we owned the Fast Car. Not you've got a Fast Car. I've got a Fast Car.
It's a tad more literal, this version. Anyway, yeah, take a listen.
And we discovered, what would it actually be like if we had a really fast car? I got a fast car. It is shiny and it is red. It's got neon lights. It's so fast it'll take you anywhere, even out on the highway. 0 to 100 in not much time. Oh, and did I mention, it's really, really fast and it is red. I got a fast car. I can't drive it because I lost my license. Cops caught me driving too fast. Driving too fast in my really fast car. Can't even drive to the shops. Can't even drive if I want to get milk. Sits in the garage and doesn't get used. You can't tell, but it's really, really fast. So remember when we were driving, driving in my car, sped so fast cops thought I was drunk. I got nabbed out on the causeway by that stupid camera that everyone hates. And I got out and I smashed it with a hammer. And I went to jail because the cops saw me do it. Cops saw me do it. Cops saw me do it.
Quick, let's get out of here. Cops are here. Let's go to Houdini.
Oh, I got a fast bike. Fast enough to get me around town. I suppose it's not really fast. But it is shiny and it is blue. It's got 21 gears. It's pretty good going up hills. I like my shiny blue bike. But I just wish I still had my car. A fast car. Really fast.
Hey, mate, you want to go out to the weir?
Oh, yeah, I could probably dink you on my bike.
Bike? Now I'll get a mate with a car.
And we are bringing you all the biggest and best news in the Ben Affleck, Jennifer Garner situation. I know that you're wondering what's the deal with them. Are they still broken up? I know the alleged affair
with the nanny caused some dramas. And yes, it did. But I've got a brand new article here that's revealed they've been on holidays, Tom, with none on a ski holiday.
Don't need a recap.
With none other than Gisele Bündchen and Tom Brady. Now, they're a super hot couple.
There are no details in this article. Why are we recapping?
No. There are. And there are details I haven't covered yet. I just want to recover the fact that, look, they're hanging out amicably. And that's why we asked on 13, 12, 16, do you hang out with your ex?
Still a lot of time to call.
Can call up, but don't bother because I've got a lot more news to bring.
No, bother calling up, 13, 12, 16. You're still hanging out with your ex. We haven't received any.
Far more. So. Well, maybe it's just Ben and Jen who hang out with their ex. But apparently, you know, they were drinking at a bar with their friends and they were all having nachos. They all ate nachos, even Gisele. So,
can I give you the equivalent of this story?
No, Tom, I'm not finished yet. The source added, Tom, that, look, Jen doesn't hold any resentment. Jen and Ben, they were lovey-dovey together. They're super friendly.
Who is telling the source relaxed. This?
Tom, the source goes on. They're not back together. They've just found a new normal, right? They're getting along. They're having fun together.
Can I go to the phones, please?
Has someone called up?
Yes. Oh,
that's annoying because I've got a bit more to... No, all right. Well,
it could be a psycho because I don't know who's called. But good morning. Who's this? Oh, good morning. Who's this? Hello?
Yeah, they're gone. What a shame. Oh, go on. Now, the source does suggest that, they've got a new normal, that they're happy together, and apparently that Ben is not drinking because he's getting in shape for Batman. So, I don't know why he had the nachos if he's getting in shape for Batman.
Ollie, the longer you talk, less time we're going to have for other content.
Okay, I'm almost done. Yeah. Did I mention that even Gisele had the nachos?
You did mention that. You mentioned that a couple of times.
Well, I'm done. That's what's happening with the Ben Jen Baffleck situation.
If you want to hear this again, it'll be online later. 104.9star.com.au. Ollie, this is a very exciting time because right now we get to introduce two more people into the mix for I Ain't Famous Let Me Leave. Yeah. We're going to be dropped in a mystery location next week. And six people have the chance to win $2,000. It's kind of loosely based off I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, but legally, there are no ties.
Nothing similar. We met Austin day one on Monday. We met Gaynor on Tuesday. On Wednesday, Jimmy pulled out. He screwed up our timing.
What an idiot.
So now we've got...
No hard feelings, you idiot.
Nah, just a little bit of hate. No, he's okay. We've got to do two a day now. Two today, two tomorrow. So let's get on with it. We're joined in the studio... They're cool. They're fun. They're wearing both wearing black t-shirts. It's Em and Sean.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello,
hello, hello, hello.
Guys, I'm sorry you had to share the limelight. It sucks for you guys. Like
that's okay. Sean's a pretty cool cat.
Oh, yeah. I would like to say the same, but we can't be nice to
Ah, good. See, we've already learned that Em's the nice one and Sean's happy to be a bit brutal.
Yep. That's how do you get through life.
Right, Sean, you're 19.
Sean, you're 19 years old. You're up and coming. You're an upstart. You're the upstart of this competition.
Yep.
You're the youngest.
How do you feel being the youngest?
Oh, I feel like that I can use that to my advantage. Yeah. I can maybe become the younger brother of everyone. They can look after me a little bit.
Yep.
And then when they're not needed to me anymore, bye-bye.
Yes, ruthless.
It's a bit early to be telling your plan, don't you think, Sean?
Really? He's being upfront honest.
He's being ruthless.
I like that plan, Sean. Well, and I think you can also sort of fake the whole innocent thing like you were sort of saying, and then you just cut it loose.
Em, you're 25.
I don't think he's faking it, to be honest. No. I mean, the opposite of
Em, you are 25. How do you think you're going to be playing the game?
Well, I'm just going to play it by ear. I'm not going to put my strategy out there like Sean has, but...
Cards close to the chest?
Yeah, cards close to the chest.
Okay, now you're 25. Em, a bit about you. You're into graphic design?
I am, yes.
Okay,
good.
Cool.
Yes.
Job in that area or just like doing it?
I recently got a job and I have been doing a bit of work, but just basically like doing it.
Yep, and I've seen you working down at Boom Boom at the cafe, so you obviously got a double there going on. You're doing a bit of both.
I'm a bit of a modern day slasher, to be honest. Right.
Yeah. Slasher? What is that?
Haven't you heard of that?
No.
Oh, I'm an entrepreneur slash chef slash this slash cleaner on the weekends.
Slasher sounds quite aggressive.
Slasher,
you cut things.
Haven't you heard of that before?
No. All right, so then, Sean, what are you into?
I'm into a bit of anything that'll really pay the bills.
Yeah. Very old man attitude to life for a 19-year-old.
But then again, I am just currently looking for work at the moment. If anyone does want to give me a bell...
All right. Any kind 13, of work?
12, 16.
Any at all?
Well, currently I'm looking for a jeweller's apprenticeship.
Cool.
Right, this is interesting. So you like jewellery and stuff?
Yeah, I'm really into stones and everything. I used to collect rocks when I was little. It was probably one of the weirder hobbies.
So as people were skipping them across the lake, you'd just be keeping them and putting them in your pocket?
No, right? I'd just be like, no, don't take that one. That one's too shiny.
So good rocks, not just, you know, average rocks.
Oh, I don't know. There are some average rocks. Yeah.
Do you still have the rock collection?
Oh, I have like a massive shoebox sitting in the garage somewhere.
Yep.
And it's just full of rocks.
Great.
I don't know why.
Well, that could be a special item.
Maybe.
To bring along.
You are going to be thrown in mystery situations next week. We don't know what's in store. So what we thought we'd do is we'd throw you in a couple of situations here and just see how you react. We'll throw a couple of headlines at you, see how you go.
This is our job as well. Yeah, okay, cool. Well, so this is our job to sort of respond to articles and work with them. So here you go. I'll go with you, M, first.
Okay.
What are your thoughts on this one? Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner seen hitting the slopes post-nanny incident.
Oh. Wow. That is top news.
Yeah.
If I've ever heard news before.
Well, it's intriguing.
If this is the type of stuff we're going to get next week, then I definitely will be wetting my pants.
We've done half an hour of this content.
Nearly 40 minutes of this on today. Yeah.
We should have warned them today.
7 o'clock was a slow half an hour. But, okay, good. Great, Tom.
How about this? There are houses in Wangaratta that are being swallowed in masses of tumbleweed, Sean. What do you think about that?
Well, this just sounds ridiculous. What?
Yeah. Panic has set in. Bizarre images have emerged of houses inundated with tumbleweed.
Oh, I saw a video. I saw the videos of that.
Yeah.
It actually just looks like yellow snow.
It does.
Like someone's peed all over the snow everywhere.
There's a lot
again,
of.
Why would it snow in Wayne?
A lot of urine talk in this duo. Okay, let's just keep it more PG. All right, last one. This is for both of you. This is coming out of New Zealand, guys. Don't read it, Emma. I can see you read it.
Sorry.
Two men seen urinating out of car window while traveling 100
k's an
hour.
And you were getting us to stop.
Definitely a theme this morning.
Guys, it's not about the urine. It's about the traveling on the freeway at 100 k's an hour.
Like, imagine like the effort
the
that would put
plant?
In. Okay, now, was it a boy or was it a girl?
Two grown men. Yeah.
Okay.
Leaning out the
that's
back seat windows.
That's a solid aim effort.
Yeah. Solid aim effort.
That's, like, it's not that difficult to stop on the side of the road.
It isn't, is it?
No, it's really
thank
not
you.
That hard.
I don't know,
and
but if you do...
If you're a boy, it's even easier. I mean, honestly. Yeah.
If you do have a goal in mind, you just got to keep going. No stops. No bars back.
Strategy 101 with Sean.
Straight out the window. Let's go.
Great. Well,
guys, I think you handled those situations perfectly. We will find out how you handle other situations next week when you're dropped in a mystery location with us for 6 days. We'll get a photo of you two up online with us in our little shirts in a few minutes' time. But, guys, thank you so much for joining us in the studio, and we'll catch you early on Monday morning.
Woo.
See you then. Bye, guys.
See you.
Ollie, last night, was up a bit late, right, with my mate Alex, making some little T-shirts for I Ain't Famous, Let Me Leave.
You quoted me 4 hours of labour, you said, to make these shirts.
It's true. 4 hours. 4 hours. I went right through the process from design to print.
And people say we don't work hard.
To heat press.
Yeah.
All for you and for our contestants of I Ain't Famous, Let Me Leave.
Yeah. Yours says Tom on the front and back.
Tom on the front and back.
Was that deliberate or...?
That was deliberate. And then on the left breast pocket, it has a little Tom and Ollie's I Ain't Famous, Let Me Leave.
Yeah. Very pro, Tom.
Thank you. And the name on the front, you know, maybe it was a little mistake. But it was a good mistake because now we know who we're talking to. All the time.
Yep.
You will never forget their names.
I often think I'm talking to Tim.
Just quickly, right? So I got these T-shirts for all contestants. Are we going to make them wear them all the time? Because 5 days of wearing a T-shirt, it's a bit stinky.
And no washing. I don't think, maybe there's washing, but I don't know. Probably not. It could be cold as well. You never know. So T-shirt weather is a very specific weather.
So do we only make them wear the T-shirt when filming happens? Filming happens.
Yeah, that could be a good one.
Yeah.
Well, we can't force it. Let's not force it.
No, I'm going to force it.
Look, they're a nice shirt, but you can't.
There should be rules around this. Contestants should only wear shirts when the... Novelty T-shirts, though, Ollie. They're an interesting little bunch. Do you have any novelty T-shirts? Because this is kind of a novelty, you know. It's a promotional T-shirt.
I don't know if I'd wear it outside work because these kind of shirts are hard to pull off in the street, you know.
Totally.
I've got a number of novelty shirts. I mean, you refuse to wear the No Talkie Before Coffee shirt outside
I
work.
I hate that.
No Talkie Before Coffee.
Yes, Ollie did buy me a novelty T-shirt that I had to wear for a week.
because the CEO made me so that I could get $2,000 to give away for I Am Famous, Let Me Live.
But why
photos on Instagram at Tom and Ollie.
Why wouldn't you wear the shirt outside work?
It's ugly.
Why is it ugly?
And it's like I'm making a statement going around going, no talking before, which is not what I'm doing.
Okay, I've got a great shirt that I bought in Brazil, right? I was in Rio and I saw the shirt. I was like, got to get it. Got it back home and I'm like, I can't wear this ever. It's a white shirt, black writing, big black writing on the front, just says 100% gay. Now, you've seen me wear it. I pull it out occasionally.
It's big on you.
At a party, and then I put it on, I get a giggle, and then I'm like, I'm taking it off. I'm taking it off.
Because you're not 100% gay.
Actually, one day I wore it around Albury, like last year. Yeah. Down Dean Street, and, you know, it gets looks. It does get looks.
So does No Talking Before Coffee.
Does it, though?
13, 12, 16. Do you have a good novelty T-shirt?
Yeah, big time, guys. I find that Kmart is the place to go for great novelty
yes.
shirts.
Yes.
Yeah, a little ad for them. What novelty
often,
shirts you got?
In the $7 to $10 range.
That's exactly why I bought the No Talking Before Coffee shirt that Tom's been rocking.
I think
got one for my brother for Christmas.
Yeah.
Purple, which is a good colour for him. It's just a picture of a rocking chair, and then it's underneath it says, I rock.
Yes.
Oh, does he wear it out much?
He's not worn it. Oh. He wears it to bed. It's kind of one of the ones you want to wear to bed.
That's weird,
maybe
isn't
he's saving it for a good occasion.
Yeah, or maybe he doesn't think he rocks.
We've got two brand new contestants for I Ain't Famous, Let Me Leave.
They're our last two. They're excited to be here. We're pumped to have them. And welcome to the studio. Welcome to the studio, Sarah and Dick.
Drum roll, please.
Can you get a faster drum roll, Tom?
Sorry, guys.
Guys, welcome.
Yeah, welcome.
Hello.
Hello, Sarah. Hello, Dick. Yeah. We're pumped to have you. How are you guys feeling? Dick, how are you feeling first up?
Well, a bit nervous, but after meeting Sarah, I think it's going to be a bit more relaxed and looking forward to it.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun.
Now, let's get rid of the elephant in the room here first, Ollie. I think we need to do that. Dick, how old are you?
No, yeah.
Too old to be doing this.
No. Never too old.
Dick, you're like our Shane Warne. You're like the prize pick. You know, we've paid big bucks to have you here.
Look,
and you're an asset.
I'm just going to put the number 60 out there.
Yeah, well, you'd be pretty close.
Okay. Okay.
Awesome, Dick. And Sarah, how old are you?
I'm 22.
22? A bit younger.
My kids are older than that.
This is going to be
now,
great.
Sarah, not the youngest, though. We had Sean in yesterday. He's 19.
All right.
Okay, let's go with the whole idea of this challenge. What about it? Well, actually, let's get to know you first. First of all, jobs, backgrounds, what are you into? Dick, what's your background?
Farming background.
Yep.
And
what kind of farm?
Well, was beef and sheep, but I had the RTA come along and resumed the place, and now I'm breeding horses, race horses.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So come out to the races today. They're on.
Oh, okay.
I love horses. Plug. Which races are on?
Albury races.
Albury races. Okay.
Ollie loves horses.
We'll be at the Gold Cup, but we don't do the minor events as much.
No.
All right, that's awesome. So if it's a land-based sort of bush location, you're going to be in your element.
Oh, my word. Yes. All right. Yes.
Great.
These younger ones a few things.
Sarah, how would you feel about a bush location?
Not keen.
Do you do much camping?
No.
No. Have you ever gone out bush and just like spent a night under the stars?
No.
Okay, well.
I'm screwed.
Would you?
I'm out Tuesday morning. I'm gone. It's fine.
She's already plotting her exit.
What would be your ideal location?
Paris.
Yeah. I don't know, maybe a beach.
Yeah, donut shop. Probably.
I don't think it's going to be a beach or a donut shop. I'd love a donut shop.
Now, Tom mentions donuts because you're a massive donut fan. Is that right?
That is correct.
How many donuts have you had this morning?
Oh, maybe one.
What kind of donuts do you like? Like which kind?
Like any.
Any.
Just give me food.
Okay, awesome. And job? What do you do?
Admin. Some temp admin worker at the moment.
Yep.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
So you found some time to get away for a week.
I did. I think they wanted me gone. They're like, yes, go.
They didn't mind?
Yes.
Now, guys, I want to put this on to you both. How do you think we would go, speaking of donuts, eating challenges? Because I'm worried that they're going to make us eat bugs and things.
Oh, fine.
Fine?
Got it in the bag.
Really?
Yeah.
You'll eat anything.
If it's fried.
If it's fried?
If it's fried.
Or if it's just like a normal bug.
It won't be cooked.
No, no. Yeah, Sarah, no, they're not going to make them nice and, you know, French Parisian cooking for
I'm
you.
I'm not coming. No.
So cockroaches fried you can do, but raw cockroaches, would you eat one of those?
I can do fried. I can do fried.
Again, I don't think they're going to be frying the food, deep frying it.
This is awesome.
No, we need fried.
What about, like, snakes? Shane Warne last night on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here had a snake bite, anaconda bite even. How's that
Have you
feel?
Ever been bitten by a snake, Dick?
No. Oh. No, it might be this week. snakes, yeah. Not too keen on snakes. Sharks are my greatest fear.
Okay, yeah. So with the beach location,
Yeah, but I won't go out in the water too far. Okay. Sarah will be out a little bit further than me.
That's right. I'll go first. It's fine. Cool.
Now, before we throw some headlines at you to get to know how you think about the world and kind of do our job for a week, because you'll be involved with that next week, going through the news, I just want to touch on the fact that, Dick, you were saying that your kids have told you to not discuss a number of topics. What were they?
Politics.
Yep.
Religion.
Yep.
Racism.
Yep.
And one other thing.
Okay.
Now, why would they say that?
I wonder why. I don't know.
Well, right now, we want to throw some headlines at you and see what you can do, right? See how you react. Sarah, right. Don't just keep pointing to Dick. You are involved in this as well.
That was not meant to be.
Ollie, you go first.
All right, I'll start. Well, here you go. This is a quick politics one for Dick. This is a headline coming out today. Malcolm Turnbull to host New Zealand Prime Minister in sleepover party.
Exciting. Boring.
Well, what's boring about that, Malcolm, or the New Zealand PM, or the pajamas?
No, I think Lucy might come along.
Oh, is she? She's
always there. She's always there with Malcolm.
Yeah, I think Lucy's a good little sidekick for Malcolm.
Oh, yeah.
I think Dick and I might chat for hours about politics. This would be a great sideshow.
Oh, it'd be amazing. You should do a full hour on an AM station, please. Boring, go away.
All right, what is it?
Sarah.
Goss man.
Sarah, guess what?
What?
Lady Gaga says she'll never have a clothing line.
I don't think she should.
Yeah, really?
Meat? No.
Yeah, after the meat fiasco. What was it, a meat dress?
Yeah, meat dress. Meat dress. Not nice.
Who do you think should have a clothing line? Is there a type of celebrity that you think could have a clothing line?
Kardashians.
Yeah.
Oh, they already have one.
They do.
They've got like five.
Yeah, they do, yeah.
Well, I was right.
Yeah, well done.
Would you wear their clothes?
No.
Yeah, no?
But I just feel like they'll make millions.
Yeah.
More millions.
Yeah, more millions, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Too rich. All right, last one here. Oh, I've got to
for
get
For both of you.
Yeah, you can both jump in here because it's you know, we can all relate to this kind of thing, guys.
Really?
Couple have sex on beach in front of shocked tourists.
Go for it.
Thank you. Yes, Dick.
Dick, very liberal over there. Oh, I thought you were conservative and stuff.
Well, I don't think it'll happen now. But
but if it ever did happen, you're okay with it.
Yeah,
so, what do you think?
Good on them.
Yeah. We're not too shocked by it. No.
Live life.
No.
Yeah. All right,
as long as the kids weren't about.
Yeah.
Well, they've got in trouble, so the cops are called, and now they're going to go to jail. But we can laugh about it because it's far away.
It's in Spain or something, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, well, it happens
down here too.
Does it?
Every year, so I heard the other day.
Oh, well,
would you call the cops if you saw it happen, or would you say, good on you, lucky to see it?
Well, I'd wait a while.
Well, we can expect more zingers like that all next week. You will be hearing us broadcasting live from our mystery location. We'll see you at the train station. Well, we won't, but everybody else will see you at the train station 4:30 a.m. on Monday.
Final word on how you're feeling, Dick? Final word?
Pumped.
Yep.
Yep. Great. That's
nervous.
One. Yep. Good.
But I'm glad I've met Sarah. I think she's an ally.
Oh, okay.
Yep, definite allies here, Dick.
Yeah. Well, guys.
Sarah, final word?
Yeah, excited.
Yeah.
Bring it on.
Okay.
Earlier on this morning, we did Ideas Bonanza. 7 o'clock. It happens every Wednesday. Get excited. Set your alarms. Tune in. And this morning, I had a great moment where I came with a pretty good idea, didn't I, Ollie?
You had a good idea. It was called Text Bomb.
Text Bomb, Text Bomb. You're our Text Bomb. And baby, get the texting out.
So the way that this works
that was
is,
the best part of the segment.
Thank you. The way that this works is you give us a call, 13 12 16. You mention someone's full name, and then everyone on the border who knows that person texts that person the same message. And thus, creating a text bomb of that person. Now, we had Chris call up this morning, and he nominated this person. Have you got an idea of someone you'd like to text bomb?
Yes, I do. My colleague at work, Talia, won a big award at our job yesterday, so I think it'd be good to give her a bit of a shout-out.
Well done to Chris for nominating Talia, and we've actually got her on the phone now. Good morning, Talia.
Good morning, guys. How are you going?
Oh, we're doing well. So what's this award that you've won?
It was the Cadet of the Year Award at the Border Mail.
Now, also, thanks for dobbing me in, Chris.
No, yeah. How do you feel about Chris dobbing you in? Is he a good mate, old Ginge King?
Payback is coming.
Payback is coming. Hey, he's giving you a shout out. You should be really, really chuffed with this one. The John Saxby Cadet of the Year winner. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's not too bad. It was a good day yesterday. I had a bit of a lunch, a bit of a ceremony, so that was nice. Got away from the desk for a little bit, which is always fun to do.
Yes, so, Talia, what we decided to do, or what Chris decided to do, is nominate you for a text bomb. And what people had to do if they knew you was write a message that said, "Well done, Talia," and then as many clapping emojis as they can put in the text. Now, Talia, what I'd like to know is, how many texts did you receive for Text Bomb this morning?
Three, and one of them was Ollie, sadly.
Ah! Tom! Wow, what?
Well, there you go.
Well, how does that feel?
What a text bomb.
What a text bomb. I feel, bombarded, Tom? To say the least.
So, Tom, do we bring this back again, or...?
Talia, do you think this is a success or a fail?
I don't know. How are we sort of rating this?
I think we just play the intro again.
Text bomb, text bomb. You're our text bomb. And baby, get the texting on.
What a success. Thanks, Talia.
I got more texts from my mum this morning, Tom.
You can get more Tom and Ollie weekdays from 6 a.m. on Star FM.
Check it out.
Or if you're like me and need a Tom and Ollie fix 24/7, check out starfm.com.au.
Tom and Ollie on Star FM.